It will be in the future, assuming the NHL settles its problems. And I do think it was worth it because given the choice of an empty arena and activity occurring, it's better to have activity occurring, whether it's NHL or something else. I am concerned about the NHL, though. And I think their labor disputes have not been good for that sport and not been good for cities that have NHL teams. And I think they need to be careful. They need to look in the mirror. Both labor and management need to look in the mirror and say, what the hell am I doing? There needs to be a settlement. But the worst thing that could happen to the NHL is for it to no longer be in business. And I think that they're really struggling now over a labor dispute between millionaires, and it's a problem.
Is the city and county's investment at risk because of the lockout?
No, I don't think it is. I do think that the businesses around the arena are suffering somewhat if the NHL folds, which you never know. We have to get a big tenant replacement. And so it might be a couple of tough years, but we'll find a replacement. But I hope it doesn't fold because it's better for the city of Columbus if NHL is in full operation, the Blue Jackets are up and going.
I know that the Small Business Administration is stepping in to help some of the businesses affected by all of this. Have there been any job losses because of the lockout, do you know?
No, I don't know. But it would not surprise me that we start seeing some job loss as a result of this strike. I think it's inevitable.
There's been some disagreement over the governing board that will oversee the arena and conducting its meetings in the public eye. Have those issues been settled yet, or is there still some disagreement about how they're going to go about doing that?
I don't think it's been totally settled. I've made my position clear. Transparency is important. Taxpayers' dollars are being used. There's nothing secret about it. And I think that their discussions ought to be public. And the private side of the discussions ought to be things that are, you know, proprietary towards the Blue Jackets, or that you don't want your competitors to know about, you know. But I think for a large extent, the transactions need to be public.
This year, you also wrote to the National Basketball Association about the possibility of bringing a franchise to Columbus. I read in Forbes magazine where 17 NBA franchises are losing money. Given the financial troubles in the NHL and the apparent financial troubles in the NBA, why bring a franchise to Columbus?
Well, here's how I see it. I see two tenants is better than one at the arena. And it will give you add a whole lot more vibrancy to the area than one major tenant. So you add twice as many games, twice as many much activity in the same arena, different nights. It can only help. And whether the NBA thing will happen is unknown, frankly. I just want Columbus to be in the discussion.
Is it your sense that there's enough interest locally that an NBA franchise could be successful here?
I don't know. I think Columbus is a strong enough market, but it's going to depend upon whether or not there is a private sector interest, either in Columbus or outside of Columbus, in putting one here and getting the NBA to agree to it. So I think, frankly, we have a better shot at getting a convention, a Republican or Democrat convention to the city of Columbus, and you have an NBA. And the truth is, with the NBA, it'd be great if they were here. Do I expect them to come? You know, we'll see.
Will there be any formal effort on the part of the city to try to bring a franchise here?
Well, this is not going to take the city to bring it. It's going to take, you know, the city would never own an NBA franchise. It would take the private sector and someone who owns an NBA franchise to consider Columbus. So we put our feelers out and see where it goes. And, you know, I think it's a tough road to hoe, but we'll see. You know, don't get your expectations up and high on it. I think the idea here is simply to have Columbus talked about in the room. And then if we luck up on something, let's take a look at it and see what happens. I wouldn't put our future of the city on it.
One of the efforts that you've been engaged in for over a year now, designed to protect Columbus jobs and spur economic development, is the anti-poaching agreement that you're trying to work out with the suburbs. The conversations that I've had with some of the suburbs that have been a little reticent to sign on have involved the document itself. They're not quite sure what the document is. Is it a pro forma agreement? Is it just a pledge? Is there any enforcement mechanism involved? I'm wondering if you could sort of clarify those issues for me and give folks an update on where we're at with the whole effort.
Well, I proposed last year that jurisdictions in the Central Ohio area should not be using our tax incentives to steal jobs from one jurisdiction just to move across the street to the next jurisdiction. I think it's crazy. And the reason is because we're in a regional economy. We're not improving our regional economy. We're just moving money from the left pocket into the right pocket of the same pair of pants. It's ridiculous. And the truth is that in the long term, our region does not improve overall and, frankly, suffers, because the tax incentives should be used to grow the economy, not to steal from one jurisdiction to another. So what I proposed was that we enter into this non-poaching arrangement, and we worked at it. And frankly, every jurisdiction was in favor of the idea until we got down to it. And right now, about 50% of the jurisdictions are supporting it, 50-60%, and they have signed agreements. Frankly, in the future, my expectation, those jurisdictions are to be the jurisdictions that grow. Because the ones who have not signed that agreement, they're going to be in the business of poaching, and us poaching them and them poaching us. So there'll be one block of jurisdictions that, an entire block of jurisdiction, which includes the city of Columbus, that will not poach with each other. And then there's this other smaller block of jurisdictions who say, well, you know, we don't need it, you know, we don't poach. It's not true. They do. We poach from them, and they poach from us, and we're going to continue to do so.
Is it a memo of understanding? Is it a pro forma agreement?
No, it's an agreement among all the jurisdictions. And do we go to war if something happens? No, we don't. But it's an understanding. And when you have an understanding, in my experience, communities try to live up to it. And, you know, no, there aren't any penalties involved other than a revenue sharing arrangement. But if you use tax incentives, you know, and you didn't follow the agreement, shame on you. And frankly, that works in our Central Ohio area.
How confident are you that you can get the remaining suburbs to sign on?
I think in time it will happen. There's two kinds of groups out there. There's those who will grow based upon growth and those who will try to grow based upon theft. So we'll see what happens.